This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
I was disappointed that nobody responded to my, strike up the band. The Nationals have won 5 in a row. A bad team loses that game last night. Not that the Nationals are a good team, but they are an improving team. They found a way to win in 10, 8, 7. It wasn't always pretty. It wasn't great. So I said, you know what? Screw you guys. I'm going home. Now, I went over to the other studio and I said, Topes, who I've mentioned a couple of times, Toby Altizer, was flanked to my right. Why don't you come on in and do a little Nats talk? How are you, Topes? Good to see you.
I'm doing great. You are correct that a bad baseball team lost yesterday. The Atlanta Braves lost. They are now below 500.
The Braves are not a great team by any means. But when you know what I mean. Like, the Nationals aren't a good team yet.
No.
They're improving. They're signs of life. We'll see more this weekend against a real pretty good opponent. You know, again, a little bit of a different story when teams are like, oh, it's the Nationals. Oh, look at what they're doing. A little bit different. We'll see. But they are an improving team. But would you agree with me in general that, like, the Nationals maybe last year, even though they had a 5-game winning streak last year, would have probably lost last night's game?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that Davey Martinez did a really good job in this series of managing. Generally, I've been pretty critical of how he manages baseball games in terms of bullpen management, lineup decisions, all that stuff. I thought in this 2-game set, because the game 2 was rained out, I thought he was fantastic in how he managed the bullpen in the first game on Tuesday. I thought he was great. I thought last night, you don't get what you want out of Trevor Williams. Usually you expect him to at least give you 5. He didn't do that. I thought he managed the bullpen great. And then I thought, you know, in the 10th inning, he goes to Amed Rosario over Jose Tena in that spot, and Rosario comes through with the lefty on the hill. So I thought he was really, really good, and I think you see growth from this team, and it's just about that consistency. And look, they need to spend some more money on the team. They need to improve the bullpen. They need to do all these things. But that's stuff that you can't do in the season now. You got what you got,
right?
And they call up Lyle today. They brought up Hassel so that he made his debut yesterday. You kind of are what you are. You're going to have to work with what you've got. And I think, you know, Davey's done a good job these last couple of games of getting the most out of them. And they took advantage of an Orioles team that was really, really bad over last weekend. It was an opportunity for both teams to look at it as a series to get right. And the Nationals used that opportunity. The Orioles did not. In turn, you know, you look at a Nationals team that's now won 5 in a row versus the Orioles just continue to scuffle. So, yeah, this team is showing signs of life. They're improving. It seems like whenever they get close to that 500 mark, they fall way below it, and then they work their way back to getting right there again, and then they fall below.
But, and it's going to be really important for them to have a good weekend here, A, because it's important, B, because you're going on a West Coast trip, Seattle and other places. Not going to be easy to win there. You just mentioned Dalen Lyle getting the promotion, right? Haven't even mentioned that yet. Was going to get to that, but I'm glad you mentioned it because it just spurred. So do we know yet? Does that mean that Jacob Young is going to the IL,
Jacob
right?
Young goes to the
injured
list.
Is that official? Okay.
Yeah, JY goes to the injured list. It's an AC
joint
sprain.
Oh, there it is. Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
And yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how they configure this. And now that you kind of know that they have both Hassel and Lyle in the bigs, it's going to be interesting to see what happens over these next couple of weeks when JY's back, when Dylan Cruz comes back, what are the decisions that need to be made. But I'm excited to see both these guys because I think both these guys are major league ready. Obviously, Robert Hassel looked good last night. Lyle, I think, has a higher ceiling, maybe a little bit lower floor than Hassel. Hassel's kind of steady Eddie, a little good at everything. Versus Lyle, maybe not as good a defender, but I think it's slept on how fast he is. He's probably one of the fastest guys in the system. He's got a little more pop in his bat, even though he's a little smaller of a guy. So I'm excited to see what he can do at the big league level because I think these guys, where they're at right now, when you consider JY defensively, and obviously you're going to have Cruz and Wood as mainstays, you're running into a problem where you've got probably too many outfielders.
Too many guys, right.
So,
But this week proves you can't have enough.
Exactly. Well, and I think what it is now, Rooster, is these guys, when they get up to the bigs, are auditioning, obviously, for Davey and Mike Rizzo and see how they can fit into this organization. But they could also be auditioning for 29 Correct. Other teams because this team could use bullpen help. This team could use a starting pitcher. This team could use a bopping first baseman. So maybe it's not something that happens this season, but in the offseason, if these guys can show well, maybe they can be a nice trade chip, even if they're not helping out this ball club.
Yeah, I mean, look, long way to go here. Hassel played his first game last night. Lyle's presumably going to play his first game tonight. We'll see. We got to see how good they actually are over the course of time. But I would guess, when you're talking about maybe auditioning for other teams, they would probably try and make deals for JY or Alex Call first before they were to try and spin guys like Lyle and or Hassel. And obviously Cruz and Wood are not going anywhere. But is it like you're obviously going to not get the return for Wood and or Jacob Young that you would get for Hassel or Lyle.
Correct.
So, like, you know, it kind of – you have to see how it unfolds,
you have to balance
obviously.
It. And the thing here is, you know, when you're looking at prototypical positions here, in center field, I can live with a guy that plays really good defense and maybe doesn't give me as much at the plate. In right field –
which is Jacob Young normally.
Yes. In right field, what do you think generally? I want a guy who can play some solid defense, yes. But I also want a guy that can hit 25, 30 homers.
Right.
And so
ideally, yep.
Where they run into a problem is, I don't know that Dylan Cruz is that guy. In center field, he's fine. I'm not saying get rid of Dylan Cruz. I'm just saying in center field, he kind of fits the mold there where he's going to be a really good player. He can play plus defense in center field. I don't know that he's going to hit 25, 30 homers on a regular basis.
I think Dylan Cruz is going to hit 20 home runs,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, and he could. He could. But I think in center field, he's like a great bat for you know, one of the better center fielders in terms of the plate. I don't know the right field. I think you run into the problem where Robert Hassel... You're going to say the same thing about him in right field. I think he's going to be a plus defender. He can play center field. Thought he was great last night in the 10th inning with that throw, keeping the guy at second base. Lyle, I think, can maybe give you that. I think he's maybe got 25 home runs in that bat of his. Be interesting to see, though, because that's kind of the decision they got to make. Also, it really doesn't matter if what we want in right field if they're not going to spend money to bring in a free agent over there because you know they've got an abundance of outfielders. So I think these guys are auditioning to maybe take that third outfield spot in the future because I think, you know, in ideal world, Jacob Young probably becomes a fourth outfielder where you play him in center field once a week, you pinch run him a lot, you know, bring him in to pinch hit occasionally, whatever
bring
it may
be. Bring him in late inning defense.
But, like, Cruz and Wood are set.
Yeah.
It's just who's that other guy, and then Young's your fourth outfielder.
Right. Toby Altizer is the co-host of Busting Loose Baseball, an Odyssey Sports production. You can get it on the Odyssey app. You can hear it occasionally on 106.7 The Fan, as I did the other night with Grant Paulson. It was a good show. A lot of analytics, a lot of data, a lot of observations.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
The bullpen for the Nationals is certainly not reliable, I think, in any reasonable opinion, but it's been a lot better the last couple of weeks. And maybe that's in conjunction with letting go of Poche and Lucas Sims. Maybe it's just the law of averages. What has stood out to you in the bullpen? Does it start and end with Cole Henry, or is it more than that?
The young guys getting opportunities, yeah. Honestly, because the young guys, when you look up and down, you're like, okay, let's look at this bullpen stats. Jorge Lopez still has an ERA over 6. Mm-hmm. And then you look at Jackson Rutledge.
And somehow it's 7-0 or
yeah.
Whatever
he is. You look at Jackson Rutledge. You look at Cole Henry. They have ERAs in the 2s.
Right.
And so now they're starting to get more opportunities. And in turn, your bullpen looks better, which is not shocking at all when you had two of the worst relievers in baseball this year, Lucas Sims and Colin Poche. They finally get moved on from. So I think now that you're getting the young guys more opportunities. And like with Jose A. Ferrer, like someone like that, I'm fine going through some growing pains with a guy like that because he's young.
You're not going to let him go because he's struggling.
Exactly right.
He's got stuff that needs to be harnessed.
Well, and he's young.
And improved.
He's young. Lucas Sims, I've seen him pitch with multiple teams.
Yeah.
I've seen Colin Poche. And look, I think both of those guys had decent careers up to this point. They didn't pitch up to their standards.
Right.
They'd say as much too. So it's just, now that they're giving these young guys a chance and they're giving them more opportunities, even a Brad Lord who was in the rotation, who I'd like to see back in the rotation over at Trevor Williams at some point this season, you know, just giving these guys opportunities, there's a reason why these guys are in the bigs and they graduated through the minor leagues. And look, Jackson Rutledge was a first-round pick. He was supposed to be a starting pitcher for this team. Didn't work out. Looks like a solid bullpen arm. Okay, that works out. Like maybe it doesn't live up to the draft status, but whatever. At least he's helping out the team. Cole Henry looked like he was going to be a part of the rotation before he had that thoracic outlet syndrome, and he had real issues.
Right.
A second-round pick. So it's not as if these guys are nobodies coming through the system. Brad Lord more so was someone that kind of shot up the ranks and was more surprising, but these guys have pedigree. Henry and Rutledge have pedigree, and so now they're able to help you out. You're trusting them more, and I think the more they trust these guys, the more they give them opportunities. Look, they're going to fail sometimes, but I can live with their failures because I think for a majority, especially with Cole Henry, like you pointed out, I think, what has he appeared 15 times this year and 14 times it's been scoreless?
Yeah.
He's only had one bad outing.
Yeah.
He's been really, really
good.
He's been great.
You mentioned Trevor Williams just in the remaining time that we have. Obviously, another bad start last night. Josh Bell has drawn the ire of many. We had some conversations last night. He did have the one, the one good at bat. Would you guess that it is a very short leash for both of those guys? One of those guys? None of those guys?
It's got to be a short leash for Josh Bell. One of your top prospects is sitting there ready to go in Brady House, and he has been tearing the cover off the ball at AAA this season. When you just look at his numbers this year, he's hitting .274. He's got 8 homers, .806 OPS. He's ready to go, and he plays good defense at third base. Now, the question then becomes, if you move off of Josh Bell, who's your backup first baseman? I think they have to figure that out, and I think that might be what some of the holdup is there. But Josh Bell's got to have a shorter leash. They're not doing anything with Trevor Williams. If anything, he just goes to the pen, and Brad Lord takes his spot.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that to me is...
So you think Trevor Williams, even if he loses his spot in the rotation, is staying on the roster? Okay,
Correct. Gotcha. And I think he's a good veteran in that clubhouse. I think he helps the guys out. But either way, he's had that versatility throughout his career where he could essentially take Brad Lord's spot now, where Brad Lord comes in if you need a guy to go 2 innings.
Mm-hmm.
He can go back to that role. So I think those two are kind of fighting over that last rotation spot. But at some point, you know, they did it with Lucas Sims and Colin Poche, finally, maybe a week or two too late at times. at some point, the bell's going to come ringing for Josh Bell, right? Yeah. Like, at some point, you've got to hit the baseball.
You've got to ring the bell.
Exactly. You're brought in here to be a DH. You're not providing much of anything at this point. I think he's a good veteran in the clubhouse, but I need you to produce on the field. He's not doing that, especially when one of your top prospects is knocking on the door ready to come up to the bigs.
Do they have anybody? I'm trying to think. Can Garcia play backup first base?
I don't know. I think so, right? I think you could maybe find someone in there, but maybe Riley Adams can be there. But I don't know that you want your backup catcher also being your backup first baseman, because if anything happens, you're in a pickle there. I'm sure they could teach some guys. That's where it gets interesting. Do you have to make multiple minor league moves? Because their backup is probably Yoandy Morales.
Yeah.
And it's like, at that point, how many young guys can you realistically have on the team at one point?
Right. Toby Altizer is the co-host of Busting Loose Baseball. It is a fine baseball production on the Odyssey app. You can find it, occasionally hear it on 106.7 The Fan. I'm not sure if you can occasionally hear it here, but definitely, certainly Rain Delay Theater and whatnot on as part of the Nationals broadcast window on 106.7, and of course, always available on the Odyssey app. My friend, it was good to see you last night. Good to sit with you. Good to chop it up a little bit. You were flanked by... What's wrong, Chris?
We're having a Wienermobile race.
Oh!
Is that the Indy 500 or something they're doing this?
Sure.
It looks like it.
They need something. They need something to do.
You got like dozen Wienermobiles all lined up on the track.
Yeah, they need something to do. Yeah, it looks like it. It looks like a pretty decent crowd. I mean, I would imagine they do all sorts of fun events for the Indy 500.
I better get some free hot dogs if all the Wienermobiles are racing.
That'd be awesome. If anybody is listening, if anybody cares about us, they could send free hot dogs all they want.
I'd gladly
accept them.
That's true.
Even if it's a soggy bun, I would gladly accept. Thank you. Appreciate it. You've got a busy weekend ahead, yes?
I'll be over at the ballpark.
Over at the ballpark, okay. Another episode of Bustin' Loose Baseball coming out?
We recorded one this morning before the Dalen Lyle news.
Oh, okay. So you're not going to have that.
In there, but hear about Robert Hassel and some of the different things going on. We'll talk about C.J. Abrams, James Wood. I was telling Grant, it was funny, down in the Braves clubhouse last night, we're talking to A.J. Smith-Shawver, who struggled yesterday, your guy, even though you thought he was the worst pitcher of all time.
Stop with that.
But a Braves reporter asked him, he's like, hey, that's a pretty good lineup over there. And I had to like double take, like, really? You think it's a good lineup over there? And when you step back, Rooster, look at the top of that lineup.
It's not a bad lineup.
You look at C.J. and James at the top, K-Bert Ruiz coming through last night. Not as bad as you think.
Again, I kind of look at it as like I look at the whole team, right? It's not a bad lineup. It's not a good enough lineup right now, consistent enough, but it's getting better.
Yeah.
It's on the right side of good, not on the wrong side of bad.
Yeah, you can't walk over them.
Exactly. We'll see how they fare over the weekend here with a better Giants team. Thanks, Topes. Appreciate you.
Always great, Rooster.
That is the great Toby Altizer. Maybe we'll stop short of the great. No.
Mediocre.
Dang.
He is the fine Toby Altizer, the co-host of Bustin' Loose Baseball. And, of course, you can hear him host on 106.7 The Fan and everywhere in between. And if you'll see him at the ballpark pretty much every day. That's where he lives. That's where he be. That's where he be sleeping, like James Wood on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.